I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A trio of U.S. military cargo planes delivered almost 37,000 more meals to Palestinians in the Gaza Strip on Tuesday. American officials admit it's still just a drop in the bucket compared to the desperate need of civilians caught in the war between the Hamas terror group and Israel. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
Hours after U.S. cargo planes airdropped more food into Gaza, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin hosted Israeli War Cabinet Minister Benny Gantz and pressed Israel to do more. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder.
Certainly we want to see more aid being delivered via ground routes.
There's still the question of helping distribute the aid once it arrives.
At this point in time, there are no plans to send any U.S. forces into Gaza.
Ryder says any U.S. involvement in the delivery of aid to Gaza by sea would be limited to a supporting role. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Haiti's embattled prime minister has landed in Puerto Rico as he tries to return to Haiti to quell a surge in violent gang attacks. Henry was expected to travel to the Dominican Republic later to fly to Haiti, but the government of the Caribbean nation closed its air borders as gangs in Haiti continue to escalate their attacks on key targets such as prisons in the main international airport. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Tuesday welcomed the International Criminal Court's arrest warrants for two top Russian commanders for suspected war crimes in Ukraine. In a video address, Zelensky said Russia's long-range aviation and Black Sea fleet carry out a terrorist campaign against our state and people, strikes against our energy and civilian infrastructure.